boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I got asked the worst question that your coworker could ask you on the job.
Well, I got questions, but I don't know if I should say them.
Luckily, you were not the one who asked me the question. But today, Loretta asked me the worst thing possible.
Which is what?
She was like, hey, can I borrow your AirPods? Which doesn't seem like a horrible question, but let me tell you, my mind was circling when she asked me this.
Are they crusty?
And dusty?
Yeah.
Well, yes, they are. Crusty and dusty.
Oh, God.
They are disgusting, Taylor. I don't know about you, but I let my AirPods get crusty and dusty.
I don't care who you are, and you can deny it all you want. Everybody's AirPods are personalized, is how I'll say it nicely. They're personalized. You can't help it. You shove those things in
a little bit with wax.
What? Yeah. I mean, you're like shoving them in your ears. It's natural. So the thought of anybody asking to borrow mine, I would be in the same position. I'd be sweating.
So she asked me to use my AirPods, and I love to be nice, and I love Loretta. So I was like, you know what? Yes, you can borrow my AirPods. But I'm going to need 10 more minutes of listening to Post Malone, if you don't mind, is what I said. And then I scurried.
And you scraped.
And yes, I have a tool in my laptop bag. Thank God I got it off of Amazon. And I scraped them suckers of all the wax that there's possible. Mm. And then I gave it to her, and I hope to God there was no more wax. But then she needed the case to connect. And I didn't think to clean the case!
Oh, no.
The case was worse than the AirPods, Taylor. The case was worse.
I mean, you guys just got a whole lot closer because that is intimacy at its finest. You see somebody's dirty, crusty AirPods case.
And she had to keep, the AirPods weren't connecting. She had to keep touching the case. And I was like, I didn't clean the case because I didn't think about this.
Mm-hmm. You're bonded for life is what I just decided.
My God. She just saw the ins and outs of my earwax.
That's what I'm saying. It's very intimate knowing what that looks like.
We're practically married. Me and Loretta.
Exactly.
I'm embarrassed with myself right now.
You're putting yourself on blast.
I know. Well, Loretta, who has been borrowing my AirPods for the past 40 minutes, has now returned them after what she just heard on the air.
The way that she just brought these AirPods into the studio, like she was holding a dirty pair of undies between two fingers.
Arm extended, like they, I don't know, had a disease that has no cure to them of some sort.
It probably was one of those things that, like, she wouldn't have noticed how dirty and crusty they were if you hadn't just
said something.
Admitted to how disgusting.
Dirty and crusted they were.
Yeah. Your fault.
And then she said, and I quote, Taylor, do you have a toothbrush?
I said no.
Because she wanted to clean.
I'm sorry. I do not.
To clean that and to probably clean her ears now. I don't know. She's probably going to go see an ear doctor.
If I've learned anything today is that I'm not sharing anything with you.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So it turns out people that use dating apps are liars.
Well, I could have told you that.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring this
Come
up.
Come on.
I knew
Who wasted
know.
Their time with research on that one?
Somebody did. And I want to tell you what they found out. Because you were
Dear
on
Lord.
The dating apps within the last year, I would say. And I want to see if you agree with these or if you ran into any of these or if you lied about any of these things. You liar.
I do not lie on. That's for lie number one. I'm just kidding.
I never lie. The biggest lie that people tell on dating apps is about their age, which I was shocked about. Have you done it?
No.
Have you met somebody that did it?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I probably would lie if I was over 30. Because
you would lie to be younger?
Yes, because I told you I don't want to be 30. I'm terrified of 30. So I think I would have lied. If I was like 30, like if I was 31, I probably would have been like, oh, I'm 29. Wink.
Oh.
I think. I probably would have. But I did not lie about my age.
Okay. Interesting.
And there have been times where people say, oh, well, the app says I'm 29, but I can't change it. So I'm actually 32.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Like, and that's a red flag.
That's
by
a
the
red
way.
Flag because it's easy to change it. You're lying.
I don't like that at all. Okay. Well, continuing on to other things that people lie about on dating apps, some of the other most common ones are their height, which I think is more generally a guy thing.
Yeah.
Normally, if they put 6 foot, it means they're 5'10". Yeah. That's just how it
works. It's 100% they lie about that all the time.
Which I don't know why, because I don't think it matters that much, but, you know, I guess do what you need to do. Their income is another thing people lie about.
I've never seen that on somebody's profile.
That's what I was wondering. Is that maybe on certain dating apps? I guess I don't know.
I would lie about that 100%. I would make it sound like I'm so rich.
I think I would do the opposite.
That you're poor?
Pay for my dinner, please.
Oh, you know what? That is smart. Okay, go on.
I haven't, but you know, just the thought popped in my head. The next one is their job or lack thereof. Like if you're unemployed or...
Yeah, I lied about mine.
I just
said I worked in communications. Ain't nobody need to know I worked in radio.
That's a white lie.
Yeah, see?
I guess it's just not super specific. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would consider that. The next one is their dating history.
Like, why are you looking at me like
I don't
that?
Know.
Like, I lied about it.
I don't know. I didn't see you on the dating apps.
What do you mean they lied about their dating history?
Well, that's what I'm not sure, because I don't think you necessarily put your dating history on your profile, right? That's not something like I've had 6 boyfriends. That's weird. But
nobody does that.
Maybe once you get into the messaging thing, you lie about.
I think not history, but more like, I don't know what you would call future, because what people would always
what
say
they
is
want, what they're looking for,
what they're looking for. Because the amount of times people say like, oh, I'm looking for a serious relationship. But the more you talk to them, that ain't what they're looking for. They're looking for a Netflix and chill. You lying to yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what they're lying about.
Oh, and the last one is their current relationship status. Ouch. Yeah.
Like that they're single, but they're not.
That, or maybe they have a side piece.
That goes back to the guy that I think may have been in a relationship the entire time.
Let it go, dude. He was. Absolutely.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Don't bother reaching out to Destiny via text message because she will not open it.
She's not wrong. Email, though, I'll get back with it in like an hour minimum.
It makes no sense. I'm like, some days I feel like a pigeon with a letter would be faster than a text message.
Not wrong.
And I found out last week that your unread text message notification number was up to, I don't even know what, 150 at least?
Yeah, it's up to 158 right now.
It gives me anxiety. It gives me stress. And I feel like to make you get organized a little bit is to publicly embarrass you and have you read some of these unopened text messages so that you knock it off and get them opened. So go on.
I'm reading them right now.
Yeah, share with the class a couple of these so that we know that they're opened.
We'll start with Thursday, June 13th.
11 days ago.
Uh-huh. This is from our friend Crystal. What the heck is this replay day on Z? Is someone sick or has the day off? LOL. It's because we did like a best of show.
I was on vacation. Sorry to get back to you 11 days late, Crystal.
Today in the street team group chat, Kate said, good to know.
Okay.
My sisters, I don't know, we're talking about swimming right now. Oh, because my parents are coming back to town.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're talking about going swimming. I don't know. There's a swimming emoji. There's other things in that group chat. Maybe going to a baseball game in Davenport. Oh, this is a fun one. So there's a text message from some random number I don't know. Hi, Andrew. I saw that you're a provider for a cardiology field, and we would love to connect. This is the doctor that they think I am, but yes. I'm not the doctor. That was on Thursday, June 6th. Now today. Hi, Andrew. I saw you were Wisconsin license and are currently practicing as an NP in cardiology.
Why don't you just say wrong number?
Would you like to connect? I should say yes. I'd like to connect. Should I? No. Okay, I won't. I don't know.
They would stop texting you.
They did call me today too, and I thought about answering and saying wrong number, but that I got social anxiety. Oh, Panera, your order is ready.
From when? A month ago?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
My friend, hopefully everything is okay with neighbor man's car. His car broke down.
Okay. These are like that. You can't leave that unread, unopened, because then it's like, oh my God, is the car exploded? Did she make it out of the car? Like, you should respond.
Oh, I probably should have. Producer Ben, so there might be lingering fumes. I don't know how long that will stay.
Again, so that sounds like something that needs attention fairly quickly.
Oh, hey, there's a group chat with you.
I don't know what that would be.
Oh, just somebody responding to one of our conversations on the air. It was talking about, it was the best of show on Friday when I was out sick. And it was the things that you would rather do than go see a Nickelback movie.
Oh, how nice.
And you said you would rather.
What is the longest message that's been sitting in there?
1 second.
She's really scrolling here.
Oh, gosh. Okay, hold on. And we are to do. Oh. It is a boy who said, what's up? Back on January, February, March, April. April 5th. He said, what's up? I was dating somebody back then.
Did you just open that right now?
No.
You're not even opening these?
I was in a relationship.
You missed the point completely.
What do you mean I missed the point?
You need to open it so that the notification goes away.
No. I didn't open it because I was in a relationship.
And what?
That's cheating. I don't know.
Oh my God, this is useless.
No. I'm not getting an engagement ring anytime soon.
I guess I wasn't really expecting you to be quite honest.
I know, it's a little early.
We are not doing this again. Not this, not at this point. Give me a little time.
Back it up, girl. You're a little crazy over there. You know me. I'm a little hopeless romantic over here. But I'm not getting an engagement ring anytime soon. But I am getting a magic 8-ball.
What?
Let me explain. So I was sitting at the breakfast table with neighbor man today eating lovely eggs and sausage. And there's a ton of construction dudes outside our house because they're doing tons of work right now. And there's all this machinery and tons of equipment that they're doing with whatever that they're using it for. And I'm asking him a million and one questions. I'm like, hey, what does that machine do? And what are they doing that for? And what's this? And what's that? And he is trying all of his best to answer all the questions, but Lord knows he don't know construction. Okay. Mm-hmm. He has never once in his life done construction. So he's trying to answer all the questions. And at one point, neighbor man goes, I don't know, hun, whatever construction dudes do. Mm-hmm. Like, he was getting frustrated. And I go, oh, have I hit that point? I'm asking too many questions. And I go, this is why that one year my dad got me a magic 8-ball for Christmas, is because I asked too many questions. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, you're getting a magic 8-ball before you get a ring.
Oh. So I have so many questions.
What?
Is that just something that he's going to pull out when he's in? Like, that's going to be your sign that you're being annoying?
Oh, I know I'm annoying. I ask way too many questions.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it, that you turn into like a toddler.
I'm the one person who you could be with and I'm like, why? Why? Like, why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green? Like, to the point where you're like, why do you need to ask all those questions?
Right. So are you going to carry this thing around at all times, or he's going to hand it to you?
Oh,
like,
that'd be,
shut up and ask your questions.
I think he's
going to
do that. I think he's going to get down on one knee with a magic 8-ball.
Be like, will you please shut up?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I got a bone to pick.
Yes.
With all the dads who are like, oh, we can't get a pool because it's going to kill my grass.
And I'm a firm believer to all those dads that is less grass to mow.
Well, that is true. But I would like to point out that last Thursday, on the first day of summer, you and I, Destiny, did the show on the front lawn.
Yeah.
Which is right behind me, outside this window. And we had a baby pool. Now, I didn't leave it there over the weekend or anything, so I get that it kills the grass over the summertime, but I had it sitting out there with water in it, and then I just poured the water into the lawn, and it's greener than ever out there.
Oh, looks good.
I feel like I've done lawn care, honestly.
So it worked out.
I think at least get the baby pool, and then your lawn is going to look better than ever.
So just every once in a while, dump it. Move location.
Yeah, switch it around. Then your lawn might be a little polka dotted.
Polka dotted.
If it's a circle pool.
I feel like you have two arguments here. You could go with Taylor's argument, which is the grass is going to be greener.
It's fine.
On the other side. Or you go with my argument, which is less grass to mow. Pick your argument.
Or use both of them, honestly, because that's more points.
It's those girls in the afternoon helping you win your argument to get a pool.
Now. Write it down. Take it home to dad tonight. And let us know if you get the pool. Karaoke nights should be fun. A time to let loose. Have a couple White Claws and get a little crazy. Let it all out. But what I experienced Friday night, actually from the beginning of karaoke night, about ruined it for me. I'm not going to lie. So what happened was, I was out with my boyfriend and his friends at a pretty chill bar. Actually, there was like trivia going on.
Ooh.
While we were sitting, eating food, having drinks. And then it slowly transitioned into karaoke time. So there was a guy who had the TVs ready to go. And the first person to go up, I would argue, ruined karaoke for everybody else.
Really?
Yes. Because the song that she picked, I was like, whoa. How is anybody supposed to want to do?
Not Whitney Houston.
It was not Whitney Houston. I think it was
Mariah
actually.
Carey?
It was not Mariah Carey. You're on the right track, though. But I'm going to argue that it was worse than any of those options. That's Christina Aguilera, The Voice Within. Number one. I mean, Christina Aguilera, that's a really tough artist.
I would I would maybe attempt Whitney Houston. Maybe. I would never attempt Christina Aguilera.
She got range, too high. And then she got that thing.
I could never.
Hard to imitate. That song also is really quite depressing. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't know if I know that one.
I think it's, you know, about like loving yourself and you can do it. But I was
I'd have to be very, very drunk.
And you know what? I don't think she was. That was the problem.
Oh, she was not drunk enough?
No, she was taking it very seriously. And I'm like looking at everybody else like, who's going to follow this up?
Okay, if she was very, very drunk, do you think it would have been appropriate? Like if you were very, very, very to the point that everybody's like, oh, yes, yes, queen, you've got this. Like you at this moment think that you're, because you know when you have added a little too much.
Oh, you really think you're
courage,
doing something.
You think you really are Christina Aguilera at that moment. I don't think you're making it sound like she didn't even think she was Christina Aguilera.
She prefaced it saying that she dabbled in professional singing of sorts.
Okay.
I think if she would have cried, I would have
it would have worked.
Yeah,
okay,
felt
but she did not.
More. She did not. I did, however, cry because my ears were bleeding.
This is so embarrassing to admit, but I, Destiny, from Those Girls in the Afternoon, have never gone karaoke before.
Which surprises me because that feels very much up your
I know.
Alley.
I think once I do it, I will be addicted.
Yeah.
No, you don't think so? I think I'd be very much addicted.
I could see this becoming like a hobby of yours.
I think once I do it one time, you'll be like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? I'll be like, karaoke. And then you'll be like, the next weekend, what are you doing this weekend? Karaoke. Like, I will be a karaoke freak.
I believe it. And you know what? I think as soon as you get started, you get the first time out of the way, the nerves out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be what you live for, honestly.
Yeah.
So
I've never done it before. And my biggest nerve or the biggest like thing that I'm like freaking out about is picking the right song. Cause even more now after you told me about this weekend and somebody picking Christina Aguilera, I think I'm going to pick the wrong song. I'm going to get booed off the stage and then I'm never going to do it again.
There's a lot to be said about what song you pick. Cause you know, you got the classics, right? The crowd favorites. And then there's some where you're like, nobody should ever do that for karaoke. Mm-hmm. So we've been asking you, what is the worst karaoke song of all time? And on our Facebook page, I was actually really surprised to see this. Casey said that Barbie Girl is one of the worst songs.
I feel like I could nail this.
I feel like you can't really go wrong with it. It's annoying.
Yeah.
After a while.
Oh, get a couple drinks, liquid courage in me. Hit that high voice. You got this. And the dance moves are easy. You mean act a little robotic.
Uh-huh.
Just a little bit. And then you're spot on. I mean, easy.
It's funny you mention being able to hit high notes after drinking a couple beverages, because that's exactly what Jeremy brought up with I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Oh, see right there. I don't know.
Will not sound like that at all.
Can we do the alto version?
I mean, I don't. We could do without that one.
Can I just hit one note?
Right now?
No. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, God, not there. No. Can I? Don't they normally in karaoke? No, I don't know. Doesn't karaoke normally have backups? Like the song normally has like somebody also singing with you. So like, couldn't I just go and I'll hit one note and then couldn't she just take the rest? Take it, girl.
No, it's just
you got it, girlfriend.
It's just background vocals. Like you're not singing over Whitney Houston. That's not real karaoke.
Is nobody else?
Not usually. It's like the backup vocals.
Couldn't we have a version where I sing one part. I go, Whitney, you got this, girlfriend.
Maybe in your shower, you can find that version.
Well, crap. Okay, so that one's not going to work. All right.
Another suggestion of the worst karaoke song of all time comes from Sam. He said, Summer Girls by LFO is the worst song.
Why?
I kind of like it because it's like talk singing.
Yes. Yeah, I could do that. It's kind of alto. Yeah, I'm an alto singer.
That honestly could be on your roster.
But it's not rap, but it's kind. Is it rap?
It's like talk singing.
But there's too many words. I have a hard time remembering words.
And you got to be able to read them quickly if you don't know it.
Oh, God. I cannot read for the life of me.
That's fair enough. Okay, and then.
We need minimal words.
Right.
Most repetitive song.
Baby Shark.
That would be a good option.
You'll get kicked out real quick. Christopher mentioned that he saw a group of teenagers covering the Cranberries, and that was pretty awful.
Ooh. I like this.
I don't think you have to know the words to this. You can just mumble.
I just hum.
No, no.
See?
Na, na, na. I think.
Na, 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 na.
We might have just found your song.
That's my song.
I cannot stand to look over Destiny's shoulder when her phone is out because the amount of unread text message notifications that she has gives me stress and anxiety.
I'm trying to spend this whole show going through my text messages because I would like at the end of the day, we go from 158 text messages where I started down to zero.
Clean slate.
And I would like to keep it at zero for the rest of the week.
I guess you got to start somewhere.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
So to help you clean out these messages and make sure also that you're not missing anything really important, I thought, why not check in with you a couple times over the show?
Okay.
And have you read some aloud to the class?
Well, let's start with a text message from you and Kate, who does hang out with the show quite some time. Plus, she also does weekends on air, too. She texted the group chat Friday. I was out cold, did not feel well. At 5:45, apparently she sent a picture of a CD. It says Spooky Love Songs, Volume 3. She said, I just found this in my garage from the last guy who lived here, specifically Volume 3 of Spooky Love Songs. And you said, I'm going to need a track list in case I'm feeling spooky. I'd like to know where Volume 1 and 2 are at.
That's what my follow-up question, but she didn't answer with a track list.
Well, yeah, where's the track list and also where's Volume 1 and 2? Because
see, you're missing out on all these amazing group chat moments. You're late to the party.
I get a message from the city of Cedar Rapids in case my trash is being delayed or there's severe weather in the area. They did text me Tuesday, told me there was a severe thunderstorm warning.
Last Tuesday?
Yeah, also on June 1st, they told me that there was Appreciation Day at the downtown farmers market. I didn't miss that one. Thank you, City of Cedar Rapids. But they also told me that Balloon Glow was canceled. Thank you, City of Cedar Rapids, for letting me know that. I was a little late.
It's Monday. Just a reminder.
Oh, Hy-Vee told me my pharmacy, my prescription's ready to pick up. Morgan also does, or Clutch, you might know her as that as well, text me. I needed her to work an event. She said she could reschedule everything and work the event. I never got back to her on that one. She rescheduled everything.
This is not going well. Are you having a realization of like, oh, maybe I should look at these?
I texted my dad on Father's Day. I said, Happy Father's Day. He said, K. And then apparently he said, thank you. I just got to that. Thanks, Dad.
He said, thank you. You should say you're welcome.
No, I think we're good. I just opened it now. It's too late. Also, I still haven't opened that message from March 5th, which was the last message in here. March 5th from that guy who said, what's up?
Delete it.
I'm not going to do that.
Just delete it.
I'll delete it, but I'm not going to open it because we do not need him to know that I saw the message.
Yeah, I guess he could be just staring at it, waiting for it
to say what if he got the notification? Yes, see what I'm saying?
I don't think.
What if he's just waiting by?
I think you might think that he likes you more than he does.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The people online are talking about bathroom stall etiquette.
Oh, you had that ready to go. Yeah, anytime you talk about toilets, I am ready.
Of course you are.
Okay, don't ask why.
I'm concerned how excited you just got. No. The etiquette of using bathroom stalls.
I have a brain of a toddler.
Yes. Is being talked about online because this woman... She drew out like a diagram of a standard restroom, at least women's restroom, because I don't know what the boys be doing in their bathroom. So you'll just have to let us know if yours is the same. But normally you walk in and a standard public bathroom, I would say, has three stalls, mm-hmm. unless it's really, really large. And what she's asking people is, which one do you go into? If they're numbered by what is closest to the door to what is the furthest, it goes 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which one do you immediately pick?
Assuming
they're all empty is how we'll start this.
Here's the thing is I already know what you're going to say. Number two is the most used, and that's the one I go into, and it's disgusting.
I go into number one.
I know number two is the most popular, but that's the one that I always go to. I don't know why. 2 or 3.
Really?
That's the one I go into.
See, and that's why I pick number one, because I feel like most people don't want to pick that one.
Yeah.
So... The other half of this that she talks about.
And I know, and it's funny because I've heard people talk about how 2 and 3 are the most used. And I know this fact, and I don't know why I try not to, it's like everybody knows what's in a hot dog, right? And yet you purposely ignore what's in a hot dog mm-hmm. and you still eat it. Mm-hmm. It's like I know that fact about a toilet and yet I still do it.
I don't know why.
I don't know
just
why
pick
I
pick the first one.
I know I should because it's way cleaner for my bum.
Yes, and that's what we're concerned about right now. The other half of this is she was talking. I think that she brought this up because she went into number three. She's a number three user mm-hmm. all the way furthest away from the door. And she said somebody walked in and used number two. AKA,
I don't like that.
You can't do that.
No, if there is somebody in three, then I would go to one.
If there's the option to space
it
out.
I'll space it out.
Otherwise, I feel like we're holding hands under the stall.
No, I will always space it out. We don't need to be next to each other going number one or two.
Thank you for breaking that
especially
down.
If I'm going number two, I don't need to have that next to you.
Thank you.
I'd like to have my bum in silence.
Okay. Period, I guess.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
The worst place you could possibly take a selfie has to be the gym. Oh my God. Ew. It's the worst place you could possibly take a selfie or a cute picture with you and your boo thang. Don't do it. It ain't cute. It's not cute at all.
My least favorite moment is when I'm like on the treadmill or the stair stepper or whatever. And I'm like going to switch the music and I accidentally clip like Snapchat
uh-huh.
and I get a glimpse of
what you look like,
whoever that is, because it's not me. It's terrifying. I don't want to be photographed at the gym. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. Well, okay, here's the thing. I thought I was looking a little cute, you know, like a snack and a half, right? Mm-hmm. I had a cute new workout outfit. It was like a little cute skirt and a matching top. I was feeling hot, okay? And so I thought I would take a cute little couples, like, Instagram photo, right?
Okay.
Because I always go to the gym with Neighbor Man. We always go together. And I thought we would look really, really cute together. Because, like, you see all those photos of, like, the Instagram, like, workout couples. They always take cute photos together.
Mm-hmm.
So I even looked up, like, cute poses on Pinterest. Because I was like, we're not going to fail this. Okay?
What are we talking here? What did you find? I'm curious
there's,
to know.
There's
what
some good ones. I mean, like, there's some cute ones where, like, he lifts you up.
In the gym?
Oh, yeah.
Like, bench presses you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're not going to do that, girlfriend. I was not going to do that.
Okay.
Because I'd be squealing like a little baby or something. I didn't want to do that. There was another guy in the gym. I didn't
Yeah, that's really weird.
Freak him out, make him call 911, thinking something bad was happening when it was just me getting bench pressed.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do that. So what we did end up doing is, like, I had him turn his back to the mirror. So what, it was like a mirror selfie, you know, where yes. You like take a picture of the mirror and stuff. And mm-hmm. It's like a reflection of you. So I had his back to the mirror and, like, he was like turned towards me. So you didn't see him more. It was more like of his back and he's all like, buff, huh, you know. And then I was supposed to be cute and then kind of like on him, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't look cute. Here's the first problem. Maybe take this selfie before you do the workout.
Well, that was my next question. Was this before, during, or after the workout?
Well, it was like in the middle. Because he was like, I need to get a good pump in. He's like,
I need
to get a pump so my arms are buff. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I should have a little bit of drip on me, you know? Because I don't want to be that girl that takes the selfie. And then you're like, she don't even work out.
She walked in, took the pic, and left.
See? Because you see those girls on Instagram, and you're like, she don't even work out. And I didn't want anyone to think that that was me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I made sure I did something. But I didn't look cute. Also, my socks were slightly criminal.
What does that mean?
Well, I wore the wrong socks. I wore dad socks, okay? I wore those socks that, like, pretty much went to your knees.
Why would you do that?
Well, I don't know. I was cleaning all day, and those are my cleaning socks, and then I forgot to switch them for the gym, and then I couldn't get them to look cute, and so they looked criminal.
So what happened with the photo?
I deleted it. No, it's not going anywhere. It is to be only seen by me. I didn't even let him see it.
All that for it to be deleted. Uh-huh. Are you going to try this again?
No. I don't look cute in gym selfies. No. No.
I think, yeah, you could maybe save it for, like, date night or something else. I think I found the cure. Well, I don't know about the cure, but the solution, at least, to help your friends, your family members who refuse to open and clear out their text notifications. Make them read them out loud to actually open them and get a fresh start. That's what I'm doing with Destiny today because she had 158
text messages
unread at the beginning of today. And I think we need to do another round of you reading aloud some of the messages that you've been blatantly ignoring and expose who they are to.
You said to get juicy and spicy.
Well, yeah, because honestly, I know you ignore some of our coworkers. Duh, everybody does that. But
this isn't a coworker. This is somebody I went to high school with who just happened to still have my phone number because I still have the same phone number.
Yes.
Since like middle school. Hi, we went to school together. I don't know if you remember me. Oh, but I do. But I hear you on the radio all the time and I make music. I was just curious. If your radio station ever gives local artists a spin and figured you'd know how to give some leverage. If not, that's okay. I could send you a song and you could listen to it. Let me know. I never messaged them back.
Oh,
my bad.
Oh, my God.
I forgot.
Terrible, oopsies. Terrible job as a DJ, number one.
My bad. Okay, well, let's see. I've got, this one was fun. June 8th. I have another radio friend who I met in Missouri when I worked in radio there. And they got a huge award there, like one of the biggest radio awards they got. And I said, congratulations. And then they blew up my phone and I got annoyed. So they sent me emojis and they said, best in the country. And then they said, where in the world is your Snapchat? So then I gave it to them. And then they said, boom, nailed it, I think. Which then they added me on Snapchat. They sent me Snapchat. I have ignored them since.
So we're talking ignored texts and ignored Snapchats.
Yeah, they sent me GIF gifts. I didn't care. which one of their other friends got awards. I said, congratulations. They said, thank you, Destiny. I ignored that one.
That's not so bad. The other one's kind of bad. They clearly wanted to just chat.
My yeah. There was a guy who slid in my DMs. Oh, I just noticed my DMs on Facebook. I just happened to notice that one too. I just scrolled on Facebook really quick. And he said I was cute. My bad. I missed that one. And on my messages on text message, my friend Emily said she snapped me.
She texted you, I snapped you?
Because I don't ever check my Snapchats anymore. Because I used to all the time.
And you don't ever check your text messages either. Is that not clear?
No, I don't check my text messages. I don't check my Snapchats. And I don't check my messages on Facebook. I don't check nothing. I do check my email. So if you email me.
I never, ever, ever want to hear you complain about not having friends ever again.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.